Basements can be transformed into usable space in your home. And the size of your basement can limit the ways on how you use it, but it can be a great space for a number of things. And if you have a basement and are selling your house soon, you will want to listen in on this episode.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I am so grateful that you are here to listen in on this episode because basements... Yeah, I didn't always used to love basements. I love them now, but before, when you're a little kid and the stairways are dark and it just looks creepy down there, yeah, basements are just, can be kind of scary, right? Our house in New York had a huge basement. It was basically the whole thing underneath the first floor, right? But it was, like I said, it was dark and scary for little kids. My dad had his office down there. He had a big, huge model train town, basically. It was like a big, huge sheet of plywood. And it was the coolest thing because we had, you know, we had these electric trains that would have a little town that was glued down and people and cars and stuff. And you can play with the trains. They actually would go on the track and stuff like that. So we would enjoy that once the lights were all on because otherwise kind of spooky down there. There's also a laundry down there and his workshop, but there were lots of pipes overhead. And like I said, there was no light at the top of the stairs. Once you went down those creepy, creepy stairs and went to the bottom and you flipped the lights on, then you were good to go. But then it wasn't until we moved to our house in Virginia, we had a basement down there and there was the same idea where it was kind of dark down there. You had to little walk to the light and, you know, pull those pull chain lights, you know. There wasn't a light at the top of the stairs either, but I envisioned it to be so much more. And so we did. We actually turned the 1,000 square feet into a huge space for our kids, basically, because the Virginia snows can be really deep sometimes. And yeah, where are you going to go other than get buried in the snow and then you come inside, right? So when we got to renovating that space, we did a lot of work to that and made it so much more useful, and a place for the kids to run around in like circles if they wanted to, right? So my father-in-law asked me a question about his basement, and he has one up in Michigan, and he's like, well, what should I do with it, right? And he's like, I put some walls up, you know, kind of put some, there's paneling down there and there's tile on the floor. But how, you know, what do I do with it? I'm like, well, he's not selling it anytime. I'm like, well, Dad, what do you want to do with it? What do you want to use it for? What, you know, what do you want to use it for? Now, again, we're getting the conversation of decorating to live versus decorating to sell, right? So I'm like, well, do you want to put a bed down there? You want to put an extra guest bedroom down there? Do you want to, you know, put a game room down there? He's like, well, and I don't, you know, the kids are grown up. There's not much to do down there. I'm like, well, this is for you. Do you want to put a library down there? I mean, there's so many things that you could do in that space for you. And he's like, well, but no, I just want to finish it. I'm like, okay. But if we're talking about selling, that's one thing. If we're talking about doing it for you, that's another story. So let's talk about giving you guys some ideas on how to stage your basement if you have one. So the first one that I came up with is basically a man cave with like a bar, if you wanted to. It doesn't have to be like a full-on wet bar. It could be just, you know, like a bar cart with a liquor cabinet and some glasses. It could be an island type of thing, like even a kitchen island, like one of those rolly kitchen islands. It doesn't have to be much to it, you know. It doesn't have to have a bar if you don't want to. But a couch down there with access to a TV, you know, that kind of thing. A man cave can have, you know, maybe you're having a poker table down there or something like that. Maybe it's poker night. You know, it really depends on the size of the room that you have and the space down in the basement. But you have to kind of give it a function, a story, right? What do you use the space for? So a man cave with a bar is one idea, right? There's so many things you can do with that. If you're a sports fanatic, if you are a military, then you have military memorabilia. If you are into hunting, there's so many other things you can, you know, have those those types of things. Although I would not recommend when you're staging a house to have those heads up on the wall like you do. Okay, those I would recommend taking down, right? So those kind of trophies you would take away, but you can really make it a man cave with a bar area and still be able to show off the face space function, show the function. How can you use that? You know, that's one idea, right? Now, excuse for the interruption. If you are moving soon, like if you're listening to this because you're moving out, check out my moving checklist in my Etsy shop, Willowbook Printable. I have all kinds of moving checklists for military families, non-military families, moving into a new apartment or a new home, and even international moving checklists. Willowbrook Printable is your one-stop shop for checklists, ebooks, and templates to help you stay organized, and I will leave a link in the show notes so you can visit Willowbrook Printable on Etsy. Now, here's another idea on how you can stage your basement is a teen rec room slash movie room. Now, this one can be a little bit maybe easier for you if you have some couches. Even if you go to the thrift shop and had some, maybe you got new furniture for upstairs and now you're wondering, well, what do I do with the old furniture? Well, put that downstairs in the basement. You know, it doesn't have to look fancy. The basement is not one of the top rooms to stage anyway, but it does have to show the space, right? So if you have a couch and some chairs, You know, you can do that. Have a TV set up in there. Put a movie room. Have the DVDs or have the access to, you know, some movie channels and things like that. You know, if you have a popcorn maker or something, kind of think of it like a movie room. What would you have in there? Maybe you have a fridge down there, right, for sodas and drinks and things like that, right? So those are some things. And you can have wall decor that goes along with the movie theme. Maybe you have some old movie posters. Like maybe you've collected them over the years, like Marvel or DC Comics or whatever, other kinds, okay? So many different ways to show that off as a teen rec room, movie room. You could have like a foosball table type of thing, a game room. That if you have those types of things, I'm not saying go get these types of things. If you have them, great. You can use them to show off the space. And if you don't have like foosball games, but you probably have some board games left over, there you go. That's easy to show off. Put set up on a, you know, have on a table, you know, stack a couple of them on there. You know, hey, look, this is a great place to play board games and hang out with my friends and stuff like that in the basement, right? So that's another idea for you for the basement and staging it, okay? And the last idea I have for you is a kid's playroom. Now this one, if you have little kids and they just have lots of toys and you don't want to have it up in the living room, because when you're staging your home, those toys should not be in there in the living room. They should be in another space, like a bonus room or a basement if you have the space for it, right? So you can easily put those down there in the basement, put it in some cubes to, you know, put them away, or some bins if you want to do that. But a kid's playroom is a great space also in a basement. And you can have some fluffy, you know, oversized pillows on the floor, a rug, you know, that kind of a thing. Kind of make it nice and bright, you know, kind of cheerful. Maybe paint the walls a lighter color so it's not so dark for those kids and they're not scared to go down there. Some stuffed animals, you know, it really depends on the size of the space that you have in your basement, that you can use to show off the space and show buyers how they can use the space. Because if they're having, you know, have kids because of the size of your home, like, oh, well, this would be a great place for them to, you know, hang out down here when it's cold and when it's wintry or when it's raining or something like that, right? So a kid's playroom is another great idea to use down in the basement. But again, I would make sure that the lights are the kind that, you know, start, you know, are plugged in at the top of the staircase before you go down there. Not too scary for the kids. And then it's a great space to turn it into and have a little fun with it, right? You can, on posters, you can have fun kids posters. You could have like, I'm thinking like the Smurfs, so I'm dating myself, I know, but, you know, fun things like the Care Bears and whatever, you know, beautiful boho type nursery type pictures you can have down there too, you know, something that will be lighthearted, you know, doesn't, it goes with your color scheme down there and all that. So those are just some three ideas that you can use on how to stage your basement. So we talked about a man cave with a bar. You can have a teen rec room slash movie room, or a kid's playroom. So hopefully it gives you some ideas on how to stage your basement and get you ready for your move so you can sell your house faster. All right. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later.